Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. A blonde teen girl inspects her face in the mirror. Others do the same.
You know how Drake says started from the bottom, now we're here? And yes, he's talking about the cutthroat world of the hip-hop industry, but that idea could also apply to the first day of school. I mean, today we're at the bottom, but from here anything's possible. Who cares who you were last year? Haters gonna hate, but it's like, we get to choose.
A teen boy grabs car keys from a hook.
Bully or bullied.
Students approach the Degrassi Community School.
Leader or loser. Most likely to run the world. Most likely to blow it up. No one makes it overnight. Okay, you've got to work hard and make good choices. And if I do that, there's no reason why I can't be the next T-Swift or something even more amazing.
The blonde talks to a teen boy in a band room.
You have pretty lips.
The black-haired teen kisses her.
Okay, I don't think doing this on the first day qualifies as a good choice.
Well, I disagree.
Zig, I have a plan. I want to put together a band, make music that makes an impression. I want to
be amazing.
The ears do work.
And I want all that too, Maya, but all I want now is...
She sits atop equipment. Zig and Maya kiss passionately.
Next on our spin tour, it's...
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I love high school.
Go.
Well, you definitely made an impression on that kid.
Come on, let's get to class. Whatever
it takes. Photos and videos of a diverse group of teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag booty call. Starring Amanda Arcuri, Soma Bhatia, Jamie Block, Stefan Brogren. In class, a girl in a pink sweater sits across from a boy with a bleached strip down the center of his hair.
And that, my friends, was your first chemistry lesson of the new school year. Any questions?
Will you be covering Heisenberg this year?
Apologies, Tiny. You'll have to wait until grade 12 for that.
Standing, the girl picks up her things. Tiny finds her staring at him.
What?
You're smart.
You seem surprised. It's because I'm black, isn't it?
What? No, I...
Chill. You seem pretty smart, too. You're the only sophomore in grade 11 chem.
Thanks.
She walks over to a girl with pink hair and a brunette waiting by the door.
Ooh, looks like someone's got a new crush.
What? I do not.
Good, because there's no point trying to be happy. Life will crush your dreams and destroy your spirit.
Oh, right, because you got dumped by Winston this summer. I forget about it. She's right. You have no chance.
What? Why not? I mean, I don't want a chance, but why?
Because Tiny likes butts, and you have the butt of a four-year-old boy.
Ew. And how do you even know that?
He only likes photos that feature butts. All the celebs he tweets about have dope butts. It's butts, butts, butts with that guy.
Stop saying butts.
It's really no surprise, Shay. Butts are the new boobs. Finally.
Have you seen our schedules? We only have one class together. What's the point of school even?
Zig and Maya in a lounge area.
Did you idiots seriously get caught making out?
Oh, God, day one and I'm already notorious.
Are you free tonight?
Oh, I should get this.
Maya looks at her phone.
It's the trap door.
That club downtown?
Hello? Yes, this is she. Yes, I would be very interested. Okay. Thank you very much. Bye. He wants me and my band to audition.
Really? Yeah. Oh my God. But you've been laying your tracks by yourself. You don't have a band.
Which means I have serious work to do. Bye.
Maya walks off. Elsewhere, a dark-haired girl and a boy with slicked black hair enter a room.
So why are we in student council?
Zoe Rivas, my dearest of friends. I've decided to share my talents with the world. I'm running for president, and you're going to be my campaign manager. I'm going to win, and all of this will be mine.
So your persona for the new school year is power-hungry mania.
Okay, maybe it's lame, but I actually think I'd be awesome. I'd make this a place where people don't feel like they have to hide their true selves.
A clean-cut teenage boy enters with another boy in glasses.
What the crap is Miles doing here?
Okay, welcome back, everyone. So, if you're here, you're running for student council president.
Or you're someone's kick-ass campaign manager.
Winston, language. All right, candidates, please sign in, and we'll go over the campaign rules in a moment. Why don't you
just sign here? I thought he was going to boarding school.
Incoming.
So, you're my competition?
The black-haired teen looks away from Miles.
Important text.
Miles, I didn't see you there.
May the best man win.
Wouldn't want it any other way.
Okay, all right. You all must abide by the strict campaign spending rules, right? Yes, Goldie.
Would you like us to submit the budget as paper or PDF?
That's a good question. It's part of our new...
You okay running against your ex?
I'll let you know when my heart stops trying to beat out of my chest.
In a music room, Maya sings into a mic. A teen plays guitar in front of her.
When you're next to me, tell me things I wanna hear. You're so sweet, but I don't know you yet. When I feel this way, I wonder what should I believe. It's so sweet, but I don't know you yet. You got me spinning.
Friend with blue-tipped hair uses a drum machine.
Hey, you are pretty awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, I've been told that.
Modest, too.
So, why are you looking for a guitarist? Big Battle of the Bands coming up or something?
No, actually, I have an audition for The Trapdoor.
That's huge.
It's gonna be me, Grace, working our drum machine, maybe some more vocals and a heavy lead guitar.
Hey, you ready to head home?
Oh, Zig, this is Jonah. Jonah, Zig.
Her boyfriend.
Jonah is auditioning to play guitar.
But I thought I'd play guitar.
You did?
Well, yeah.
Since when do you play guitar?
Zig looks back at Grace.
Since forever.
Okay, well, why don't you just let me know when you made your decision?
As Jonah leaves, Maya looks down. She forces a smile at Zig. In the school lobby, candidates pass out buttons.
Hi, Pastor Goldie, school president.
Vote for Tristan, first gay president.
Zoe holds up a Tristan flyer.
These posters are on 10.
What's the point? Miles is gonna take the presidency from me and leave me a blubbering mess. Vote for Tristan, everyone's gay best friend.
Tris, it's been over 6 months since he broke up with you.
For a girl, boys, girls, being school president, that jerk always gets what he wants.
Well, don't let him. He might get the mainstream kids, but you have a real message that anyone who feels like an outsider can relate to.
In the school bathroom, Shay poses in front of the mirror, sticking her butt out as she takes photos with her phone. Her brunette friend enters.
You let Lola get to you.
I do look like a four-year-old boy.
I have zero butt, and you don't see me freaking out.
That's because you're white.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
I'm just saying it's different.
You want a butt?
She holds out her hand, and Shay puts her phone in it. The brunette presses her finger to a photo of Shay and enlarges her backside.
There, we've got a butt. Easy.
Hey, I gotta send this to Lo.
The brunette leans next to Shay.
Is this what the world's done to us? Taking butt photos in a school washroom to impress boys who will probably just leave us for their secretaries in 15 years? Or maybe everything will turn out great.
Oh, no, 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 no.
What?
Lola posted the photo.
Back in the lobby.
Tender young things. What are some issues concerning you this year?
We don't have anywhere to game at lunch.
Even though the jocks have the backfield and the gym for their homoerotic grappling.
Well, vote for me, and I'll find you some space.
Everyone's gay best friend, see?
But no points on your slogan. It's basically the same as my brother's.
All right, let's bring it down.
They turn to a banner that reads, "Vote Miles, I play for all teams."
You took my slogan too?
Zoe looks at her phone.
You're invited to the Hollingsworth campaign pool party.
Tristan glances down at the invite, which bears Miles' slogan.
Is your pool party Prada back from the dry cleaners? I
turn to you. Teens gather inside and around a pool. The pink-haired girl, Lola, sits in a pool float as Shay stands on the edge with her arms crossed.
I don't delete photos. It's bad for my brand.
Your brand? What are you, Nike?
What if Tiny saw it?
She'll think you have a great butt. That's actually a pretty decent shop job.
Lola and the brunette twiddle their fingers together. Shay spots Tiny and scrambles into the pool as he walks over.
Hey. I was wondering if you wanted to be my lab partner.
Of course, she loves lab partners.
Awesome. Enjoy the party.
He puts on sunglasses and Shay turns to her friends.
totally likes you. You're so hashtag blessed.
I'm so hashtag screwed. He only asked me because he saw that dumb photo.
So?
As soon as he sees me in real life, it will become obvious I have zero junk in my trunk.
Oh, you could always stay seated.
Zoe and Tristan walk over to Miles, who stands in a group with his arm draped around a girl.
Ah, my worthy opponent.
Can I talk to you privately?
Yeah, sure.
Tristan grabs Miles' hand and pulls him away from the group. As she passes, Grace bumps into Zoe and the two face each other, smiling awkwardly.
You haven't returned any of my texts. I thought you were dead.
No, still alive, just busy.
So, are we still friends?
Don't be an idiot.
I need you.
Maya pulls Grace away.
See you in class?
Yeah, I guess.
Grace and Maya sit on the edge of the pool.
How do I tell Zig that Jonah's way better than him?
First of all, don't say that.
There's no way to avoid hurting his feelings.
You could put him in the band even though he sucks, but then you'd be one of those girls.
What girls?
The ones who pretend they're less smart or funny or talented to soothe the fragile male ego.
Yeah, well, I would never do that.
Exactly. What's more important to you, Zig or music?
Maya glances down.
Rough.
I love Zig. I do. But music is everything to me. And there's gotta be a way that I can pursue my dream without losing Zig to dumb insecurity.
You can find a way to stroke his ego.
They splash each other. Tristan yanks Miles into an empty room.
You told me you liked it rough.
You stole my slogan.
I hadn't even seen yours when I came up with mine.
You're full of crap. Why are you even running? You hate school.
I'm running because I'm tired of running.
Are you stroking out?
Listen, things got so bad with my dad last year, I thought about boarding school. He's out of the house now, but he's still in the city, so...
So you thought you'd escape on your magic carpet made of money?
Then I realized that the real problem was I felt alone.
So you're running to make friends?
I'm running because I want Degrassi to have something for everyone. Hey, it's better than your reason.
Which is?
You're not over me. And you're just looking for a distraction.
You've never been more wrong.
That's too bad. Because I'm not over you.
Miles leans in and kisses Tristan. They pull away and gaze into each other's eyes before their lips meet again, the intensity growing. At school, Zoe waits as Tristan turns the corner wearing a loose t-shirt.
Hey, sorry I missed our prep session. It took me forever to find the perfect debate outfit.
And that's what you settled on?
Miles told me I looked hot in this last year.
And since when do you care what he thinks?
Since we totally made out at the party.
Zoe stops in her tracks.
So, it was incredible. We connected on this, like, deep emotional level, and all the feelings came flooding back.
Well, find a lifeboat, because you have a debate to prep for.
Maybe I'll throw it.
Because of one kiss?
Okay, well, no matter how bad I do, I'm still gonna beat that boring Goldie girl. And if I come second, I get to be Miles' vice president. I could be the Biden to his Obama.
They aren't dating, you realize.
And Miles would be a good president. He's doing it for the little guy to make sure people feel included.
That's why you're doing it, remember? Miles is still Miles. Sneaky, underhanded, indecisive Miles. He's made out with everyone, even me.
I really feel like he's changed.
Yeah, so don't hesitate to text with any questions about my platform.
They walk to the debate area and see Miles with his arm around a blonde girl, writing on her arm. Tristan looks away. Walking into a classroom, Shay pulls up her pants. Her butt looks huge and lumpy. Lola and the brunette spot Shay and run up behind her, open-mouthed.
I have class.
Not like that, you don't.
Oh, what is going on with your weird butt?
Is it that bad?
Worse, what did you even use?
Cotton batten. I've had my mom sewing stuff.
There are butt pads available for purchase.
Well, everyone has a trust fund. I get like 10 bucks a week. What are you doing?
Trying to make it look like you don't have cotton batten in your pants.
Tiny strolls into the classroom.
Oh, no.
Shay grimaces.
Try distracting him with cleavage.
Lola shrugs slightly as she and the brunette walk out. Shay makes her way to her seat across from Tiny, keeping her back to the wall as she walks around the perimeter of the room.
Hi.
Hey, should we get started on the experiment?
Yeah.
Can you grab a graduated cylinder?
On it.
Shay stands slowly, then backs over to the supply counter. She picks up a cylinder and sets it on their table.
Thanks. Oh, and Shay, we need a set of pipettes too.
She rises and inches over to the counter again, keeping her back facing away from Tiny. She grabs pipettes, then Winston bumps into her and spills brown liquid on her butt.
Oh, hey, watch it.
Was that bromine?
Yeah.
Shay, that stuff is corrosive. You have.
Whoa.
You have to take your pants off.
What? No, no, I can't.
Oh, my.
Do you want chemical burns? Take them off before it soaks through.
Turn around. Turn around.
The teacher helps Shay with her pants. Everyone sees the batting in Shay's pants. The teacher whips off her lab jacket and wraps it around Shay's waist.
Says chemistry isn't exciting.
At the debate, the three candidates stand on stage.
By involving ourselves in these opportunities, it not only gives us leadership skills, but also community connections. This is why I respectfully ask for your vote.
Goldie wears a pink floral hijab.
Thank you, Goldie. Okay, question time. Tristan. In two words, why do you think you're the most qualified to lead the Degrassi student body?
Well, because I'm fun and empathetic.
That's great. Miles.
I'm honest and decisive. Sorry, Tristan, quite catch that.
No, I just...
Tristan turns to face Miles.
Wanted Miles to elaborate on his honesty.
There won't be any surprises with me. What you see is what you get.
They'll get it all right. Especially if there's some cute niner, right?
What are you talking about?
You're dumb with me, Mr. Honesty. I saw you scribbling on that blonde.
I'm sorry, can we get back to the actual debate?
Good people of Degrassi, do you deserve a president that wants to make this a place for everyone, or one that can't keep it in his pants?
Oh, Tristan, time's up.
I think this school deserves a president who can separate his personal and professional lives.
Miles, enough?
Decisive my ass. You can't even decide if you like boys or girls.
Okay, I think we got a little off track here. Goldie?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Through a glass wall, Maya sees Zig in the music room, touching a guitar. She walks in.
There's my sweet, sexy boyfriend.
Hey.
What are you up to tonight?
One more of this, I hope.
Great, so you're free. You know how you're the best chef ever? I found you a line cook job where you can show off all your awesome skills.
She grins at him, but Zig frowns.
You don't want me in the band.
Just don't take it personally, okay?
Wait, you'd seriously rather spend time with that Jonah dude?
Jonah can get me the sound I need.
But I'm your boyfriend, Maya.
It doesn't make you good at guitar.
He shakes his head.
I can't believe that you're blowing me off for this dumb music stuff.
Okay, well, this dumb music stuff is my dream, Zig.
He starts to leave, but turns back.
And it's more important than me.
Yes. Why can't you understand that?
Because you never want to hang out anymore.
Because I'm really busy.
You never want to have sex. Okay, or even talk about it.
I don't not want to have sex.
They look into each other's eyes as Jonah and Grace walk in.
So are you two gonna get a room or can we practice?
Can we talk about this later, please?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Zig leaves and Grace closes the door behind him.
Okay.
Maya gazes at Zig, who watches her through the glass wall. They smile slightly at each other.
You're so close, I feel you. Your hair touching mine. Nobody sees us, but I know I want.
How bad is it? Be honest.
Tristan and Zoe in a bathroom.
Milligan meltdown is basically trending worldwide.
I can't believe I let him get to me again.
Attention students, I have election results. Drum roll, please.
They hold hands.
Your student council president is Miles Hollingsworth. In second place, and your vice president, Tristan Milligan.
He leans his head against the wall.
Why do I always let my heart get in the way of my happiness?
It'll get better, Tris. Hey, at least you're the vice president.
This is the girls' washroom.
So I have to spend the whole year by his side? What a nightmare.
Excuse me. What are you complaining about? I'm the only one who ran an actual campaign and I lost. Between you ruining the debate with your overshares and Miles's outrageous party, which totally violated the spending limits. This whole election is a mockery.
Goldie storms into a stall. Tristan and Zoe look at each other.
She's right.
In the hall, Shay walks up to her friends.
I totally humiliated myself, and it's all your fault.
But guys, if it weren't for me, you'd have like 6 degree butt burns.
Burns? Stop with the third degree!
Guys!
What?
What?
The brunette points to Tiny, standing nearby with a backpack. Shay walks over to him, now wearing green gym shorts.
Hey, is your butt okay?
No need to make fun of me. Okay, I know how stupid I am. But I only did it because you saw that picture.
What picture?
You didn't see Lola's Hastygram?
I don't follow her.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
I just wanted to check on you and give you back your stuff.
Oh. Okay.
Shay takes her backpack from him.
I'm gonna go now.
But you're still gonna be my lab partner, right? Because I need the smartest girl in class in my corner.
He holds her hand.
Yeah. Sure.
Tiny flashes a grin and walks past her. After he passes, Shay's friends flank her.
I guess he liked me for my brains all along.
Wait, are brains the new butts?
Finally. See, Frankie, the world's not so bleak. Sometimes things work out.
Celebratory froyo? I'll catch up with you later.
The brunette, Frankie, watches her friends go and tears up as she leans against a wall. Miles stands before a group at a table.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow. Really great looking, good group of people here. I fit right in. No, but sincerely though. Thank you for electing me, guys, and I hope we can make this Degrassi's best year ever, huh? Yeah.
Miles. A word?
Miles follows the debate moderator.
You're here to give me the council credit card.
It's come to my attention that you threw an election party.
Yeah, so.
He holds a tablet with the invite.
The campaign spending limit was $100. The pictures show you spent at least that much on food and drink alone.
This is total crap.
You broke the rules. I'm afraid I have to disqualify you.
The debate moderator walks off, and Miles stares after him. Miles slowly walks down the hall and turns a corner. He spots Tristan leaning against a wall, staring at him.
You did this. You're pathetic.
I'm not the one who cheated.
Okay. Fine, you win. Congratulations. But enjoy while it lasts, because I'm going to destroy you.
Miles starts to walk away.
And for the record,
he stops close to Tristan.
I wasn't over you. But I certainly am now.
Miles turns and walks away, leaving Tristan staring forward as his eyes fill with tears. I had a dream. Cut to black. Opening credits continue. Nikki Gold, Ricardo Hoyos, Aaron Kassam, Andre Kim, Lyle Latow, Spencer McPherson,
up next,
Eric
Osborne, no filter.
Dante
Miles
Scott,
sees something he
Olivia
wishes he
Spriman,
hadn't.
Sarah
Frankie
Wallace
feels
Last,
like her friends
Richard
don't understand
Walters,
her anymore. Grace's standoffish
Jane
behavior
Walker,
worries C.O.E. Dyeris.
The stories and events portrayed are fictitious and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarked.